He grew up in the States, but it was Slough that shaped him.
My favorite thing ever is like The Office that was done here.
As a teenager, Jesse Eisenberg loved the BBC comedy The Office, written by Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant, and featuring David Brent.
When people say, oh, would you rather be thought of as a funny man or a great boss? My answer is always the same. To me, they're not mutually exclusive.
That character, to me, is just the most fun, entertaining character that's ever been put on anything. I used to watch him when I was younger in slow motion just to see what that guy's face was doing because it was so subtle and so interesting. And I kind of was thinking a lot about that character when I was writing this play.
His play, The Spoils, tells the story of five young people in New York.
He says to me, can you believe I'm actually getting married? He says, can you believe that I'm finally settling down? So I said, yes, I can. You're a boring idiot from New Jersey. You never had a girlfriend. Of course I can believe you're settling down. What else are you going to do, mow someone's lawn?
Well, I hope you actually didn't say that.
No, I said congratulations, but I was thinking that pretty loud and clear.
Jesse Eisenberg stars as Ben, who's nasty to everyone, including his roommate, played by Kunal Nair, from the television comedy The Big Bang Theory.
Did you ask him which phone? Oh yeah, I asked him for his whole life story. We were crossing the street, Kalyan, I didn't get into
all
that.
Did you at least ask him if there's a job opening?
You don't want to work on Wall Street.
No, Ben, that's exactly where I want to work. Why else do you think I'm here?
I started writing a scene between the worst version of myself, totally narcissistic, antagonistic, and transgressive, and confrontational, and this guy, who I know, who I met when I was traveling in Nepal, and who I think is the most virtuous, sweetest, smartest person I know. I thought there was a kind of a lot of comedy to be mined from that relationship.
Jesse Eisenberg is 32 now, but he's been writing scripts since he was a pupil at the High School of Performing Arts in New York.
When I was 16, I watched a Woody Allen movie and I thought he was so wonderful. So I wrote a script that was set in modern day, but about him. And yeah, that's how I started writing, because what happened was somebody had read it and thought it was funny, and they sent it to an agent, and they sent it to a manager, and they sent it to his lawyer, who sent me a cease and desist letter once a month. And so I put that thing down, but I realized I had this skill set of writing humor, character and dialogue, and I honed it.
Jesse Eisenberg has gone on to appear in two of Woody Allen's films, including his latest movie, Café Society.
Listen, I'm so lonely, I would have been happy just to talk, but now I'm even too tired for that.
The director has faced allegations of sexual abuse. Woody Allen is a controversial figure. Did that give you any pause for thought when it came to deciding whether to work with him or not?
No, I mean, I can't assess the, you know, no. It's not my place to kind of get involved in something like that. My interactions with him have been, frankly, minimal on a social level and very wonderful and cordial on a professional level.
But you'll be aware of the allegations against him.
This is not something I'm, like, insensitive to. I mean, I'm aware of that stuff. In fact, I spent the last 5 months working at a domestic violence shelter in Indiana, raising money to pay off their mortgage. I'm aware of all this stuff. As a society, should we discuss somebody's legal or private matters? I don't know. I think it's why we have, you know, courts and legal matters, and it's why people should use those and take advantage of those. I think it's dangerous to try people in the press.
Nonetheless, Jesse Eisenberg knows all about the intense scrutiny that comes with stardom. But he's not going to start whinging about the trappings of fame.
I have been not recognizable and not known, and it's a real struggle. Before I was in movies, I was trying to get plays on. No one would produce my plays. No one would read my plays. And now I get recognized in the subway. I occasionally have to take a picture with somebody, but look at what I get. It's incredible. Listen, some actors, I think, do have the right to complain because their privacy is invaded. For example, Kristen Stewart, who's in the movie with me. I mean, there are helicopters flying overhead. But for me, the benefits of my public presence outweigh to such an unbelievably disproportionate degree the annoyances that I have to deal with that it's not even something I question. I mean, I've had some strange situations and run-ins with people that are less than friendly, but I mean, that's to be expected, and the benefits greatly outweigh it.
And when you say unfriendly situations, what, people, internet trolls, or actually being rude to your face?
Oh, a stalker.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I didn't know that. Oh.
Yeah. But, I mean, besides that, it's been fine.
Is that all sorted, though?
I'm doing fine.
What he has got to worry about now, he says, is making his debut on the West End stage.
I just want to make sure it's good every night. The shows start at 7:30 or 8 o'clock or whatever every night, and I spend the first, 10 hours of my day in a panic about that show, about that performance. And the show ends, and I have about a half an hour of relaxation, and then it starts again.